The second round of the MLS playoffs wrapped up this week. In Portland, Oregon, 20,000 screaming fans cheered as their Timbers advanced to the semifinals for the first time. For some fans, there's other big news. Last month, the Timbers became the first professional sports team in the country to publicly support same-sex marriage. Conrad Wilson reports.
Robin Castro and John Halseth are at the top of Section 106 at Wellgen Field, decked out in Timbers green, belting out chant after chant just as play gets underway. The couples had the same seats for years, but Castro says never for a game this big.
We're totally stoked to be here, and everybody is so excited, and we can't wait.
Castro and Halseth have been fans of the Timbers long before the team joined Major League Soccer. But to call them fans doesn't quite do justice to their commitment. Not long ago, Halseth says they needed to paint their house and decided on what else but Timbers green.
So our house is green and gold and white, just like the jersey. It's a very Timbers house.
Castro and Halseth have been together for nearly 18 years. They were married in 2004 during a brief window when Multnomah County issued marriage licenses to same-sex couples. But several months later, their marriage, along with hundreds of other gay couples, was annulled when the Oregon Supreme Court ruled that the county didn't have the authority to issue the marriage certificates. Since then, Castro and Halseth say they've been working for the day when they can once again be married in Oregon. A proposed ballot measure could make that possible next year. The campaigns picked up support from politicians and corporations, but last month it got an unexpected boost when the Timbers and the Thorns became the first professional sports teams in the country to back a same-sex ballot initiative. For fans like John Halseth, the news was monumental.
For me, it was like, you know, my team supports me. I support them, and they support Robin and I together. So it was really exciting. I was almost speechless. I almost cried. Because it's like really major deal for a national pro sports team to come out in favor of the freedom to marry.
The club's support for same-sex marriage is unprecedented. But Jamie Goldberg, who covers soccer for the Oregonian, says it's not surprising that the first pro sports teams in the country to support gay marriage are from Portland.
Portland has an inclusive culture. That's just the vibe that you get when you're in Portland. And I think It's an area where people are comfortable coming out as gay, and there isn't much backlash against that. So it's easy for the teams to take the step, knowing how their community is going to feel, to say that they're in support of this ballot initiative.
Here in Portland, the Timbers electrified fan base called the Timbers Army has long advocated gay rights. Just hours after the Timbers and Thorns made their announcement, the NBA's Portland Trailblazers issued a statement saying they too support making same-sex marriage legal in the state. Thomas Wheatley is the director of organizing at Freedom to Marry, a national organization advocating for same-sex marriage. He says having professional sports teams weigh in engages new segments of society in a conversation about marriage.
Sports teams' fan base cuts across the ideological and age spectrum. So you have conservative fans and liberal fans. You have older fans and younger fans. You have fans from all walks of life who now see their team standing up for marriage. I do think that that changes the discussion as well.
Back in Section 106, the crowd is going wild. After 93 minutes of hard-fought play before a sold-out crowd, the Timbers beat the Sounders 3-2. And earned a spot in the Western Conference Finals, where they'll face Real Salt Lake, a matchup both Robin Castro and John Halseth say they'll be watching. For Only a Game, I'm Conrad Wilson in Portland.